Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Valley View Village, an adult community offering a complete continuum of care including independent living, assisted living, skilled, and long-term care. Learn more about this community at valleyviewvillage.org.
And we're back midstream in this edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Last Wednesday, an EF1 tornado, a tornado with winds over 100 miles per hour, tore through the Iowa town of McGregor. No fatalities during the storm. However, a 72-year-old resident, Roger Witter, was killed when his tractor rolled over on top of him as he was helping clean up debris in the aftermath. The tornado damaged every building along Main Street in McGregor that sits on the Mississippi River, destroyed several of the buildings. Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg toured the damage last Friday. Let's get a few perspectives on the damage, the cleanup, and recovery. Katie Ruff is with us to start us off, owner of Buy the Spoonful. That's a gourmet grocery store in McGregor. She's also president of the McGregor Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
It's lunchtime there. I know it's probably busy there around the grocery store. We appreciate you taking time to talk about how McGregor is doing nearly a week after the tornado struck.
Oh, yes.
Give us some details on the damage to the town. What would we see walking around the town center today?
Today, you will see a tremendous change from what it was Wednesday evening. We got most of the trees cleaned up here on Main Street. We are now one building less here in town officially. One that housed the tattoo shop over the weekend, they did demolish that completely down to the ground. So that's kind of been a sad thing here in town. But you're seeing people who are still trying to fix getting roofs repaired, windows repaired, that can do that today and don't have to wait for professionals. So it's still kind of sad walking around town. Obviously, will be for a while, but it has tremendous leaps and bounds from Wednesday evening.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned the death there in the aftermath, the tragic death of the resident there. I don't know if you can tell us anything more. I'm sure we're all mourning for the loss of someone who is trying to clean up after this disaster.
Yes. Roger and his wife, Linda, were very wonderful supporters of our community. I don't know much more on his death than what you have already mentioned, but our community is mourning not only our loss of some of our buildings and the destruction there, but a loss of a wonderful person in our community.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the specific to the businesses. You're open for business. Buy the Spoonful is open. What about other businesses? Were they all damaged or a portion of them?
Yes, pretty much every single business received some sort of damages, but a lot of us had to be closed due to power outages for a couple days. I know even on Sunday there were still residents without power, and all of our businesses did lose a loss of revenue at the very minimum. We do have a majority of our businesses back up and running. Our pharmacy across the street, he said give him till the end of the week, and they did receive quite a bit of damage to their building, but they're getting it turned around pretty quickly. The tattoo shop that is with the building that fully collapsed officially, she hopefully by the end of the month will be in a new building and relocated. So the town lost two buildings, but only one business that I'm aware of will not come be rebuilding and coming back.
McGregor, a historic town with a historic downtown, founded, I looked it up, in 1847. This tattoo shop was in one of the buildings dating back to the 19th century, to the 1800s?
Correct. So it has a lot of history, very beautiful three-story building that now will be officially in the history books
right.
As no more. But luckily we have photos to preserve, and everybody still has those I remember when stories.
And this was a three-story building, and the tornado pretty much took off the top story?
Correct. It was a three-story. The tornado made it a two-story, and then, two-and-a-half story, because it also took part of the second floor, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the damage you suffered personally, your home, your grocery store.
I do live above my grocery store, but compared to my neighbors and friends here in town, I just got scratched. I had just some cosmetic damage. For me, the biggest thing was the loss of power. I was without power for 2 days, so I did have to scramble after the storm to get all of my refrigerated and freezer items to a safe storage so I didn't have major food lossage, and luckily I was able to do that. I get most of my meat processed, actually all of my meat processed with the Edgewood Locker in Edgewood, Iowa. And they were wonderful to allow me to store my food there so that I didn't have to take too much of a loss in that. So, yeah, the biggest thing for me is some siding that ripped off. You could tell where it tried to rip my roof off, but it was not able to because I am fortunate and I have a newer building. It was built in 2007, but it was built to look like the older buildings here downtown. So I think that's where I was fortunate in having a newer building. And then part of my deck, it ripped off the railing of my deck. And so in the grand scheme of things, I got away with scratches.
Right. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your experience, Katie, in McGregor. Last Wednesday evening, this was struck in the early evening, I understand. It was fairly calm when you were actually walking to a Chamber of Commerce meeting.
Yes, we had a chamber meeting that afternoon at 6 o'clock, and I walked. I knew, checked the radar, knew it was supposed to rain, so I grabbed an umbrella, and I knew we were in a tornado warning, but we've had quite a few of those this last, few months, where they just were bad rainstorms in the grand scheme of things, so I just kind of assumed along the same lines. Plus, like I said, it was calm. There was not even dark window or clouds in the sky, really. It just was very hot and humid, but it was calm. So they always kind of tell you that there was that calm before the storm. And thinking back on it, that it definitely was that calmness and eeriness. And then within 22 minutes, everything happened because I called my dad to warn him. He was driving home in Wisconsin, and I wanted to warn him of the storm coming his way. And I called him at 6:22. So at 6 o'clock, we got through a part of my meeting, ran for shelter in the back of the storeroom. We could see out the window of trees being kind of torn apart in the triangle park we have across the street from the chamber. Rain kind of looked like almost hurricane footage, like of going sideways. And then I got back to my building and checked to make sure it was all safe and sound. And then I called my dad all in 22 minutes. So it came quickly.
Mm-hmm. What were you thinking? What were you feeling at that time?
I was freaked. I have a little dog, and I wanted to make sure he was okay,
right,
and he didn't get blown away. I wanted to make sure my roof had no damage, because I'm heading back to my building. My neighbor business, Creative Ends, I found their sign, two blocks up, and my neighbor behind me had a tree that knocked over some LP tanks, and they had a lot of damage. And then I'm seeing the windows being knocked out at the pharmacy across the street. I hadn't even really noticed the buildings that were collapsed until about 10 minutes later, after I checked my building and I was okay. And then I happened just to look up the street, and that's when I saw all the devastation of a couple of buildings down and more roof damage in my neighbor buildings. And that's when I realized how bad the storm was.
Mm-hmm. Did the warnings work well? Do you have sirens? Did during the storm, no fatalities and no injuries were reported. Perhaps you know of some injuries that were not too major, but did you feel adequately warned?
Yes, we were warned, given that we were, it was a severe tornado warning put out by the local news and everything. The sirens went off about the same time the storm went through, but just because everything happened so quickly, I think luckily because it was such a hot and humid day, you didn't want to be outside anyway, so I think that is really what helped too, in the oddness of that. Because it was just so hot and sticky, very awful outside. You just wanted to be inside where it was cool if you had air conditioning. So that's, I think, what helped keep people safe during the storm more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your role now. You're president of the McGregor Chamber of Commerce. You've been very busy doing what exactly?
Well, just kind of talking with the different business owners, getting positiveness of rebuilding. We'll be reopened soon. That people are really trying to pull out the stops to get things back to normal here. As much as possible. The biggest thing, too, is a fund has been started to help restore McGregor. It's called the Restore McGregor 2017 Tornado Fund, and donations can be made at the Central State Bank, which is both here in McGregor, and it has a location in Marquette. Or you can go online at www.dbqfoundation.org/McGregor. You can, all that money is going to kind of be pulled together in different businesses and community members who suffered damage, either to their homes or to their buildings, can request to get that money to help with that. We also have worked together with the State Historic Preservation Office, the Iowa Economic Development Authority, and then the DNR. They've made various visits from these state agencies to come and try to help, especially, like you said, we have a beautiful historic community. We want to keep that preserved and everything.
Mm-hmm. Anybody throwing out any numbers, rough numbers on the loss in property to business residences?
No dollar estimate of the storm damage has been made just yet, as the city is still kind of assessing damages. So I am not aware of any estimate number just yet.
Okay, Katie Ruff is with us. Stay with us. Owner of By the Spoonful in McGregor, struck by a tornado almost a week ago, last Wednesday night. She's also president of the McGregor Chamber of Commerce. Stay with us, Katie. We want to add Perry Bernard here, mayor of Parkersburg. Of course, people with a memory of tornadoes will remember Parkersburg in 2008, hit by a much stronger tornado, an EF5 tornado. This was a whopper with 3/4 of a mile wide, winds of up to over 200 miles per hour, striking the Parkersburg, New Hartford area, killing 7 people in 2008, the strongest tornado to hit the state in 32 years. The mayor of Parkersburg, Perry Bernard, joins us once again. Mayor Bernard, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So what you're hearing from Katie Ruff, on a smaller scale, but still very familiar to you, I'm sure.
Very. When we saw the footage and heard of the tornado hitting, it of course brings back memories of what everybody went through. Of course, we never like to see that because we do know what kind of destruction they do. And, it was very fortunate nobody was killed during the tornado. It's unfortunate that somebody was during the cleanup. We're very sorry to hear about that.
Mm-hmm. Any advice or just words of wisdom for the people of McGregor as they pull together, and they have been over the last few days? We were hearing reports just like they did in the Parkersburg, New Hartford area, pulling together, bringing really the best out of people from not only the community but the surrounding area. Any advice?
And that is one thing that it's really nice to see. It's unfortunate that it takes a natural disaster to kind of bring people together, but in light of that, it actually does. You find a lot of friends, a lot of family. Everybody just kind of bands together, and the biggest thing is just keep your heads up. Take your time cleaning up. Make sure it's done correctly. And to the city, on the city side, I guess I'd like to add that one thing I wish we could have done a little bit better was with any kind of rebuilding permits, kind of take a little more time. We rushed into it on our side to try to get everybody rebuilt as quick as we could, but we actually had a meeting last night discussing some matters that if we would have just taken a little bit more time, kind of slowed down just a little bit, we could have taken care of a lot of issues that are still kind of arising at this point.
Is this an opportunity with the devastation that you had, especially there in Parkersburg, to sort of recast, rezone, rethink how your town looked? Is that what you mean?
Exactly. Not necessarily how it would look, but, we had old ways of doing things, not only building codes, but infrastructure. There's a lot of damage that happens to the infrastructure that people don't realize, as far as the storm sewers, sanitary sewers. Through the rebuilding process, a lot of stuff kind of gets torn out quick. Just make sure things are capped off correctly. We had a lot of debris actually down into our lines, and for years we've been kind of working on those issues and trying to correct things.
Katie may be taking notes there in McGregor, Katie.
I am.
But I'd like to tell them, too, if there's any way we can possibly help. We dealt with FEMA for years on the correct way. My City Administrator Chris Luring is very, very well-educated on how that operates, how FEMA operates, what needs to be done, and if there's any way that we can assist the people or the city, please contact us.
All right. Very nice offer, Mayor Bernard. Also joining us for the remaining few minutes, Jim Engel is with us, Director of the Iowa Downtown Resource Center for the Iowa Economic Development Authority. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Talking about this, I know you deal occasionally with disasters, floods, less often, I think, probably with storm or tornado damage. Tell us your role in a situation like this.
Well, I'm actually the director of the Iowa Downtown Resource Center at the Iowa Economic Development Authority. So we help all communities in the state with downtown development. It's not often we get a disaster like this. In fact, this is, I think, our first tornado that's impacted a downtown that we've been working with. But that's kind of where we play into the picture. We have a staff at 10 here, and then we have a lot of partner organizations, too, that deal with anything from historic preservation to business development, business recruitment, retaining businesses downtown. So we think that some of our services translate to a disaster that McGregor just went through like this.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, when we talk about the historic buildings in downtown, is that what you've kind of looked into? Do you have any more specifics to add there as to what you see as the challenges?
Yeah, we haven't actually been up there yet, but we want to go to McGregor very soon. In fact, this week we're hoping. We've got an offer out there to the Chamber of Commerce to make a trip up there, and we intend to bring some design people with us. When you think about McGregor, you know, and tourism, that's not a town that has the water parks or the museums. Their charm is their historic buildings downtown and that relationship to the river. It's a really cool town. So we were all kind of sickened to hear about the tornado, and we've seen the photos and heard the news stories and that kind of thing. So we do want to come up there and look at the buildings. And I think sometimes when a catastrophe like this happens, just like the mayor of Parkersburg said, you want to do something really fast, and sometimes it is a hasty decision. So And how can you blame them, really? But we want to bring some people up there that can take a look at the buildings and assess the damage and see what can be saved. And, you know, if a building can't be saved, maybe there's some salvage value in some part of the building that helps keep McGregor as a cool town that it is.
Mm-hmm. Katie Ruff, there's another. It's getting the sense that you are not alone there in McGregor.
It definitely helps your spirits when you know you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. No doubt a lot of talk around town in the last few days about what happened last Wednesday, everybody's experiences. What have you been hearing otherwise, aside from your experience, from other residents of McGregor?
Just very stories of just how fortunate of, you know, a friend of mine who lives on the third floor apartment just a block down from me, tons of glass and debris came through her window, and she wasn't home. And if she were home, she would be on her couch where all of that would happened, and how fortunate she was. Those are the kind of stories I'm hearing of, you know, fortunate that the tree fell this way, not that way, where it could have caused even more damage. And speaking of trees, that's one of the bigger losses too, not only some of our, you know, damage to our historic buildings that we hope to, you know, get restored, but then just the sheer loss of trees. That has been heartbreaking to see as well, of trucks going by with all of the trees. You know, and we still have tons of trees, but at the same time, we've lost some beautiful trees in our community as well.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, the one death in the aftermath and the cleanup to a resident of McGregor. Any other injuries that you've heard of? Even cuts and scratches, I imagine there must be some of that.
Cuts and scratches. I heard someone twisted an ankle, but this was after the math. It was more of they were checking crawl spaces, and so aftermath. So those were the, you know, just minor things, obviously. But again, yes, the loss of beloved Roger Witter here in town is kind of taking a hit for everyone here in town yet.
Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, a good feeling, I imagine. All the help that's been flooding in, has that been bolstering everybody there?
It has. It just was amazing, even, you know, within 20 minutes after the storm, to see all the people come out, assess the damage, and then quickly try to remove trees from the roads, try to get windows boarded up because we knew that more rain was coming. Plus, we only had a few hours left of daylight, and people knew that, you know, we wouldn't have electricity. So it was just amazing to see that. And then also all of the people who came into town to help remove the trees damage that helped restore electricity. I know three or four different electrical companies from other towns came and helped. Other tree companies from far came in to really help get us back in electricity.
Mm.
And so that is just kind of one of those things that just, it's great to see how Iowa and small town America can really pull out the stops and support each other.
It sure is. Mayor Bernard of Parkersburg, it's hard to believe, we were reporting on this, that nearly a decade of time has passed since that devastating EF5 tornado in 2008 that hit New Hartford and Parkersburg. Can you say broadly now, with this amount of hindsight, nearly a decade, how it has changed your city?
I would definitely say it's changed it in a positive way. It brings people together, brings people closer. Everybody kind of backs each other. But as far as the city, we've actually grown quite a bit. We're quite a bit larger than we were prior to the tornado.
What's your population now about?
We're pushing 2,000. We're in the 1800s before the tornado.
Is that renewed sense of community and helping each other out still remaining after all this time?
Definitely, yes. And I think that's kind of what has helped our town grow. We've had a lot of people from other states, other towns, move to Parkersburg because they've heard the stories. And it's just kind of it's an amazing feeling. It really is to see people come together like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any sort of memorial, any marker in the town that is a remembrance of that tornado and also the seven people who were killed?
Actually, up at City Hall, we've got a beautiful bench in front of City Hall that have the seven residents that passed away. Mm-hmm. But as far as any other memorials, kind of the town itself is.
Right.
When you drive in, a lot of people that don't realize that we had a tornado think that the whole south side is a brand new subdivision. There's just you can see the evacuation of trees and brand new houses.
All right.
You can actually see the exact trail that the tornado took. So kind of the whole town, I guess, is a memorial of that.
Mayor Perry Bernard of Parkersburg, thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim Engel. And also thank you, Katie Ruff. Our thoughts are with you and the other residents of McGregor as you clean up and recover from the EF1 tornado last Wednesday night. Katie, thanks for taking time out from operating your business by the Spoonful, the grocery store there in McGregor. I hope to stop by next time I'm in McGregor.
Yes, that would be great. And if you love McGregor, I just encourage everybody to come visit, shop, hike, and dine with us. Many of our businesses are back open. So.
All right. Take care, Katie.
Yes,
River to
thank
River.
You so much.
I'm Ben Kiefer.